Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news, updates, and all that good stuff. We do have a lot of stuff to cover this week, Haley.
We always do.
I feel like our phone every day was like nonstop notification, K-pop notification, K-pop notification, because of all the crazy concerts that are like
upcoming.
So I mean, we'll talk about comebacks, but please stick around because right after we will have a lot of new concert updates, and it includes IU, Twice, and Coachella.
Oh.
And we'll talk a little Blackpink, Twice, Rise, Stacey, ZB1, Kepler, of course, BTS, Stray Kids. Just a casual drop of all those. But for all those listening and tuning in, thank you for joining us. Give us a like, rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. We always appreciate that. We are pretty much available on all streaming platforms. And Haley, social media stuff.
Find us on Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Awesome. There you go. You will find a lot of fun videos, and you can also hit us up and DM us on Instagram. We could talk K-pop with all of you because many of you already do talk K-pop as Haley hits the microphone, adjusting herself. Are you okay?
Yes, I hit my knee. I'm okay.
Okay. Let's get started. Comebacks, January 19th. We have IVE. Their first English single, All Night, with Saweetie. We kind of talked about it already last week. January 22nd, AB6 has their 8th EP, The Future Is Ours, found.
Mm-hmm.
Also, a new boy group will be debuting
the same day. Not just any boy group. They're from HYBE.
HYBE
and Pledis.
Pledis one, yes. You talk us about it because you kind of were the one that sent me all this stuff.
Yeah, so the new boy group that will be debuting on January 22nd is TWS. Their name stands for 24/7 With Us. So they took the T, the W, and then the S.
Of all the letters, that's very, that's super
random.
Selective.
Right.
It's like,
You know, K-pop and their acronyms.
I'm looking at it. It's like literally there's a letter F and an S, like all in the front, and there's like a U, and it's like and they take it from the randomest parts. It's
randomest,
not even
words.
It's not even the S from seven. It's the S
from us.
Us.
The end of U.
Like
us.
What? It blows my mind every time.
Okay.
Just don't make sense of it.
Anyway, their mini album is called Sparkling Blue, and it caught my attention because the back of it has like manga characters.
Oh, that will definitely catch our attention indeed.
So there's like a little bit of drama going on already, and
they're
not even
debuted.
That's how it always is.
Oh my god.
Honestly.
What the hell is going on now?
So in the teaser, so they already have dropped a teaser of the group and like what the boys look like.
Of course.
Their official name, slogan, and logo was revealed. While fans were initially excited about the upcoming boy group.
Keyword, initially.
Their slogan angered and upset many engines. So engines are N-hyphen's fandom.
Okay. And let's get this. Let's make sure everyone remembers. And Hypen is also under HYBE.
Yes.
HYBE, and I forgot the other company that worked with them.
B-Lift.
B-Lift, there you go. So, yes.
So, in the teaser, the group's name was directly associated with Always Connected. And then this slogan was also repeated in their other forms of marketing. such as like a gift box. They have like a plushie and like stuff like that. So, and if you guys are engines, you know that Enhyphen's slogan is 1-2 connect. So it has the word connect in it, and I guess freaking engines are going crazy about it, saying that TWS's slogan is too similar to Enhyphen's.
Let me sigh for everyone here. Jesus.
I mean, I don't know, like,
talk about reaching. There's just something about, I don't,
it's like Enhyphen doesn't own the word connect. So
unfortunately they don't.
I don't know, like, for me it shouldn't bother, like, as a fan, I don't know, like, that shouldn't bother you, like, who?
These are the hardcore single stands that we love to always blast on this podcast, because some of them are unfortunately also very I don't know, like, so, like, it's only like one way, it's all about their group.
Always connected.
We can't all want be to they don't connect. Want to be friends or like anyone else, obviously. Not like us multi-stands with open arms.
That's why. So, like, I mean, I haven't checked out anything on TWS, but maybe I will. I don't know. We'll see. So just, like, see how they sound and everything like that.
I mean, if they're under Pledis and obviously Hybe.
Right. Pledis
that
is
sounds pretty good to me.
17.
So.
And Hybe obviously makes really good music.
So this is.
Mm-hmm. Promising.
Very promising, mm-hmm, indeed. So fingers crossed. We won't have to cross that many fingers, mm-hmm, because I have a feeling it should be pretty good. Let's see. Also, January 23rd, Monsta X. Mm-hmm. They're Mangne. I am. Who's, you know, he's actually not part of, what's their entertainment company again?
Starship?
Starship, I believe.
Is it?
I'm thinking like Starship Troopers. Mm-hmm. No, but yeah, I remember like Key left. But was still doing group activities, right?
Who? Oh, I thought you said Key. For some reason, I was like, why are you talking about Shiny?
Are you just thinking? Haley's in her own mind, in her own world right now. I literally.
Key left.
I
got
literally
it.
Said Monsta X, and yes. I literally said I am, and I had. I know I did not say anything.
I thought it
that sounded like
key.
Shiny or
it sounded
key.
Like Key, but you said he. Okay.
Well, I am has a digital single for because he has his own solo career, and surprisingly enough, even though he's the Mangne of the group, mm-hmm, he's actually one of the main producers for Monsta X's music too. It's called Slowly, and it's featuring Haze or Heiz. I'm probably butchering it, but there you go. January 24th, mm-hmm, IU.
Yes,
we will be talking a little bit more IU for sure right after this. But IU has her pre-release single. Love Wins.
This is the one with Tay.
Yes.
Yes.
Which we'll also talk about more so on the BTS segment. So there's going to be two more times that we get to talk about this. So there you go. January 24th. Then January 26th, Vicha has their official debut and their first single, Girls of the Year. And then I know we kind of talk about Vicha. We will actually bring up Vicha again in this episode with Twice.
Yes.
Many of my fellow Onces, our fellow Onces out there, probably know exactly what we're going to bring up, but we will do so anyway for anyone not in the know. And Vicha, yes, is the new JYP group that literally was just created, a month or two ago?
Yeah, they're their international group.
The International Avengers. Well, actually, no,
which
not really Avengers
they're
yet.
They're going to be, like, stationed here in LA, too.
That's
like
crazy.
Home
so
base.
They, I mean, that's why JYP was getting this, like, LA thing done, too. Like, their own, part of their agency here. Well, I think that's it for the comeback. So we have concerts, Haley.
Oh my God.
We have concerts to talk about, because in this quiet week of K-pop, obviously with a dash of sarcasm, by me, we had three concert news updates, and these are fairly big ones. Mm-hmm. Let's start with the biggest one. The one that many of you, especially like older, even like super OG K-poppers, like Haley, how long have you been waiting for IU to have a quote unquote world tour, not in Asia world tour?
15 years.
So that says a lot already. Mm-hmm. Yes, IU, the queen herself, is going to have an actual real world tour, not just the one in Korea and then Japan.
So she's never, ever toured in the US or like anything outside of Asia, basically.
Like, as her own world tour. Mm-hmm. Of course, she's probably guest or, like, you know, been in, like, small things. Like, Haley was there for her 2014 KCON Her 1 year appearance.
That's the only time that she's been to the U.S. and like performed was KCON 2014.
And Haley was there. And let's actually talk about that really quick, because 2014 KCON, you went because of Big Bang, right?
Obviously. G-Dragon.
Oh, specifically it was G-Dragon.
And BTS.
Was Big Bang there? Or was it just G-Dragon?
No, it was G-Dragon. Oh. He was just doing his solo stuff.
So him and IU, you said, shared the same day for their performance. Mm-hmm. That's crazy enough since they already have a collaboration song together.
Right, exactly.
And then you said you saw BTS the next day.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's KCON
before
in 2014.
They blew up. Yeah.
So that's So Haley's seen some shit. So, let's see. I guess we could talk about it. So her 2024 her tour, right? HER.
Yes.
Well, obviously, as most of them start, we'll be starting out in Seoul.
Of course.
Seoul. Then she'll be traveling. Actually, it's very impressive looking at this list. Goes to Yokohama, obviously Japan, so Taipei, Singapore, Jakarta, Hong Kong, Manila, Kuala Lumpur, London, Berlin, Bangkok, Osaka, New York, which is, you know, here already on the East Coast, like around near New York, Atlanta, Washington, D.C., Rosemont, Oakland, and will be finishing her world tour here in our city, Haley, in L.A.
L.A., the Forum. Our favorite.
My goodness. That's fucking awesome. It's really good enough thinking about the Kia Forum, because it's a good size. It's fairly like intimate compared to all the stadiums that we have to deal with these days.
Yeah.
And we know the good seats. Like, we know the
exactly.
good.
Exactly. We know what section.
We know the we sections know and where to sit, which we are not going to say out here.
No. what was I going to say? When does it start? Like, her actual tour?
The actual tour starts very soon. March 2nd is...
Okay.
But it's going to be... that's in Seoul. And it's going to end on August 2nd.
So, I mean, she's gone for, like, almost...
Half a year.
Half a year.
Yeah, so there you go. Half a year for her, and then... August 2nd for us. So whenever the tickets, we have no idea.
About we don't know. It'll
ticket
be like
drops,
later on.
Any of that stuff. Yeah, it's probably going to be a little bit later on. But yeah, how awesome and exciting is that?
Like, I mean, like, we did talk about it on another podcast episode, saying that she was hinting a world tour when she was on Suichita with Yoongi.
Yes.
Saying that she did want to do a world tour and see, like, her fans that she hasn't gone and seen, like, across the world and, like, there it is. Like,
this
she's,
is we get
she's
we
for
got
real.
It. Time to get your Buzz Lightyear light stick.
Yes,
because her light stick, if you haven't seen it before,
purple,
is very Buzz Lightyear ish, like color coordinated kind of thing. So it's pretty cool though. That will be super exciting. I'm sure we're gonna see a lot of people there, and we're gonna be going with a bunch of different friends and everyone gathering around for IU.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Also, along with IU's world tour, we got some news about Twice's little concert, I should say.
Yeah, they're encore.
It is like an encore, in Las Vegas, the one that we're going to be going to. But did JYP listen to us? Someone hear us?
Like it.
It's crazy because we brought
put
it up
into the universe.
The universe, that's right. Mm-hmm. We've talked about it amongst our friends too, like in our our own K-pop group chats. That like we're like JYP and all these other companies, like not just JYP, like HYBE and just everything. Everyone should always have, like, especially for these big concerts and like for this the big idols, obviously it's Twice and everything, they should have an opening act.
I mean, because we're used to that for like American concerts, they always have an opening act.
Like not even American, just like in the West.
Oh, that's true.
When we watch Coldplay, there's like three or two opening acts.
That's true.
But like, it never happened. There was never opening acts for K-pop whenever we went to K-pop concerts. But now JYP is doing it. They will be having Twice as the main artists for their openers, Vicha.
Right. I mean, that makes sense because they're going to be here.
I mean, they're going to be, they're going to be, now that I know that they're going to be here in LA and like located specifically in the U.S., I mean, and they're the newest, you know, the freshest
babies groups.
Of JYP. It's the same company. So you'd imagine this makes the most sense.
Right. It does make a lot of sense. And I'm honestly excited about it. But then once again.
Oh, what do you mean once again?
Like, there are fans that do not want want Vicha to be the openers because they're basically feeding off Twice's popularity.
So some people are arguing that they're lurching off Twice's popularity, which is
leeching?
Both. Leeching, lurch, I don't know.
Oh,
one of leeching. One of the two. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's a horrible way to live your life.
It's not, though.
Like, to live your life thinking like this. I don't know why people get so, like, defensive and so, like, think of the negative shit every time.
I don't know.
Just grab the positive stuff. Like, they're
this is awesome that you get to see Vicha for free.
Don't you think twice, like, the members themselves that you're defending are excited and happy to have their
baby sister?
Baby, like, yeah, the babies of their company, like, to perform and be on such a stage? Like, come on.
Right. I would have.
Like, I don't understand
what's
going on
in
people's
heads. I would have loved, like, when M-Hypen was still new. Like, if they opened for BTS or something, that would have been, like, amazing.
That would have been freaking crazy. Yeah. That would have been awesome. Yeah, so it sucks that, of course, it's gonna, you'll find negativity and darkness wherever wherever something, you know, the light is. But there we go. Vicha, that's going to be, I mean, all of us, like, in terms of our groups. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure our listeners out there, we all are excited and happy for them.
Yeah.
And last but not least, another big concert
news. Oh, my God.
And we're talking about a festival this time, and we're talking about Coachella.
Right. I mean, Coachella throughout the past few years have been dropping K-pop groups in their, you know, their lineup.
Who have they had? They've had Blackpink.
Blackpink. They even had 21 last year.
They had aespa.
Right.
It's just now, guess what? They're adding a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
Not just K-pop, but like Asian performers.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. I know they've already had 88 Rising, which, you know, they do a great job representing, you know, Asian artists, right? And I think that's when aespa was part of the 88 Rising stage when they performed in aespa, in blah, 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 Coachella.
Yeah.
And guess what? Well, 88 Rising will be there again. But the lineup for Coachella now, in fact, has 80s. Le Sserafim, Let the FOMO Begin, and Yo Asobi,
yes,
The Rose, and Hatsune Miku.
I know,
like, how the actual Vocaloid. Oh,
it's, I mean,
it's
gonna be like a 3D.
That performance is gonna be crazy. I mean, like, shit. If, like, you know, back in the day when I went to Coachella, we had like, we had a freaking we had Tupac performing. Remember?
Right.
Like, they had that 3D, like...
Yeah, it's awesome. And I mean, I've seen, like, Hatsune Miku's, like...
I've never even
hologram.
Seen... I've never seen the hologram
concerts.
Of her.
Yeah.
So this is
kind of
cool.
Pretty, this was, like, a long time ago, too. So I'm sure, like, technology is way better.
And if you're
now
not too familiar with Hatsune Miku, like, you could probably Google her up and you'll recognize her instantly.
Know her.
It's like this anime-style-looking character. Obviously, it's from Japan, right?
Yes.
And she's known as Vocaloid. There's multiple Vocaloids. She's, like, the mother. You could say, like...
The main one.
The mother of Vocaloids and the main one. She's a cool looking one with the blue hair. Everyone knows Hatsune Miku when you see her. And it's just pretty cool that she's going to be there too. Like, it's, man. And then her voice is actually all like
synth
and synthetic. And like, it's, you know, it's just like all like programmed AI kind of
shit. Yeah,
it's
basically AI,
if you
want to
think
honestly
about it that way.
Yeah.
So it's not an actual voice person voicing her. So this is all like completely generated. So it's pretty cool that she's going to be there. But let's rewind back. I said Le Sserafim, Haley.
Yes, you did.
It makes me think of, like, you know how some lucky people saw Blackpink when they're watching the other. That's the FOMO moment to get, like, seeing them and running into them at, like, stages. You know, like, because some people got pictures of them, like, when they're watching other artists on their stages as I hit my phone on the microphone. But I mean, that's the only part, but Haley has talked me out of not getting it, right?
To be honest, because I told him, okay, like, you have to think.
I'm thinking.
Like, would you, because Coachella, if you guys don't know, the crowd is freaking huge. There's so many people. The stage is like, yeah, they're big, but then if you have like thousands and thousands and thousands of people, like, you can't see anything. Like, think of Lollapalooza.
Here's the thing though, I think it's even gotten way, you're right, Lollapalooza, it's gotten way worse, because last time I was in Coachella, I think it was like 2010.
This was before any of that stuff
zero.
Was popular.
I was,
you know?
I'm just gonna, if you didn't know, I was whitewashed as fuck. I was like into like a lot of indie punk bands, and you know, I went to watch Phoenix.
That's how it was back then.
I watched the Transplants because you know, Travis Barker, Blink-182. I watched Tegan and Sarah, and just like all these like awesome bands that I used to listen to like back in the day, right? But it's different now.
No, yeah.
You know, I watched Red Hot Chili Peppers, and then this is even before, like, this is probably when they started getting a few hip hop artists starting to come and started to get mainstream. So, I mean, it was that turning point. So, yeah, 2010. Can you believe that? It might have even been 2009. But after seeing how much it's changed in recent years, like especially with the pictures of the crowds. Yeah. Let's look at Lollapalooza when Eugene's performed, right? That doesn't look fun anymore.
I mean, because like, to be honest, like when we go to K-pop concerts, when we get Barricade, it's because obviously we want to like see them up close and not watch it from a screen, but also because of the interactions you get. If you go to Coachella, they don't do interactions there.
Yeah,
like they're not going to be reading signs. You're not going to be able to play Kai Vai Bo with them or anything like that, because they strictly like perform their stage and then leave. Like
right.
New Jeans at Lollapalooza, like they weren't. They'll wave and everything,
yeah,
like now and again,
there's no personal interaction. The reason
which is
why
what you would want from Le Sserafim, like you're gonna,
yeah,
when
you're
you
right.
go Coachella, you'll be all the way in the back. We'll probably be, because I'm
Unless
not camping
camp,
out,
which I don't want to camp.
That
either.
Is like a no-go for me.
I'm long past those days.
It's just like
my knees will not.
It's
give
not
in.
Even that for me. It's just like I worry about my bladder because I
we
always have to
put
pee.
A Foley catheter. and a diaper.
Oh my god.
Another point is that like Haley said, they don't like give you interactions because they were focusing on performing and they have a set time.
And honestly, because like their audience is not just K-pop fans, so
it's
they're trying to like
fans.
Accustomed
like,
to everybody.
To
so
everyone,
they,
that,
yeah.
Right, right. It's a music fan, mm-hmm. like it's a music festival, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like a lot of a gathering of people who enjoy music in general.
Yeah,
a lot of people who want to. Get to know and listen to new artists, new music they've never heard of before.
Yeah, I mean, this is a good opportunity for like Le Sserafim and ATEEZ because they'll be exposed to other like, you know, fans that are not there for them, basically. And then they'll hopefully get new fans. But then the thing is,
which
like,
will not work in our favor.
It won't, because like that's how it always happens. Look at what happened to like New Jeans and Stray Kids when they performed at Lollapalooza.
My big one is look at Blackpink.
Blackpink
when
too.
They were Coachella, and then look at the ticket sales for their encore, like their concerts after Coachella.
Yeah,
the popularity
exactly.
skyrocketed, like, you know, stonks went up. But yeah, like the concert themselves versus Coachella festivals, they only get like about an hour.
And Coachella is like
music.
More for like the vibes and like being with your friends and like having fun,
well,
not really concentrating.
Haley,
too
people,
much.
Haley, people can have fun and have vibes at concerts. Come on now.
They can, but not when you're a Barricade.
Okay, but we're not talking Barricade.
I feel like
Haley.
I have to work for Barricade.
Yeah,
like,
but we're not. I'm trying to. We're trying to like open it out to everyone.
Right,
but
right.
at the same time,
of
like,
of course. I
so,
mean,
like,
yeah, it would be fun, but then.
Well, I'm trying
we,
to say,
if
like,
we
if you
rich,
want, if you want to listen to your specific artist, especially the K-pop idols.
Yeah.
Like these groups, you go to their actual concerts.
Right, right.
You'll support them, not to mention you'll get 2 to 3 hours of them completely.
Exactly.
And
only them.
And you'll get like seats, most likely, like, instead of like, unless you're GA, it's only GA, which
right.
sucks too. But
yeah.
But at least you'll get, you know, that type of experience. Of course, it's, you know, there's always plus and minuses to everything. It's just it's just whatever works best for you. Plus the price of Coachella. I think when I went to Coachella before, it was like $300 for the mm-hmm. whole pass. Now it's like over double that. So that is like around double the price of retail Barricade
right.
tickets.
Yeah.
For these K-pop groups.
Mm-hmm.
I want to spend that money that I could have spent on 2 tickets to the K-pop group in Barricade.
Exactly.
So
I mean,
that was the final thing for me. I was like, yeah.
And because I even told Joko too, I was like, if Stray Kids was like on that lineup, I still wouldn't want to go to Coachella. I'd rather just wait for their tour and drop my money for Barricade.
Yeah, exactly. That's what. Exactly what I'm.
Because like I was like, that doesn't look fun.
I want Le Sserafim and New Jeans. Obviously, though, that's the main ones. We really have IVE coming up, and we have Twice coming up. So Le Sserafim and New Jeans are the bingo cards. That's the mm-hmm. only. Those are the only groups for me, girl group wise, that are like have my priority.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Aespa is there on the side, like if they do have it and if I can get retail, because mm-hmm. I'll go with a couple of my other fellow Mize. Let's move on, though, because, man, that was a lot of stuff to talk about.
It was.
And that was just the concerts and the comebacks. Let's go. Random news. Blackpink. Mm-hmm. Jenny. Happy birthday to my girl, Jenny. She her birthday was on January 16th. It was really nice and cute to see all the members mm-hmm. did post IG stories.
I feel like they
her
do that
birthday.
Every year.
It's not. It's always nice to see, though. It's really. And then Jenny reposted it. Jenny got her standard customary gifts, like her flowers from her mom. Mm-hmm. It's it was super nice. And also Blackpink, it's crazy. Is number one to start out the year, January 2024's girl group brand reputation. And they haven't had a comeback in how long?
Mm-hmm. It's been a while.
So Blackpink, I mean, that's just how high the stonks are for them, like, to be honest. Like, Blackpink is just still there. And that's right. Without a comeback or nothing. Number two, though, NewJeans.
Of course.
I am so worried for when they have a tour or whatever they end up having. Because they could even possibly have a showcase.
Yeah.
It's possible.
They could just
I'm going to be Bearcat. I don't give a fuck how much money I'm going
to... They could skip to, like, a stadium, honestly.
I am
going to
charge every credit card I have.
Oh, my God.
But it doesn't matter because I will pray that your lucky account will get us through the storm. So there's a Blackpink. Oh, let's talk about Twice really quick because we did talk about the concert. I just want to... because Haley knows how upset I was.
Yeah.
So Twice had their pre-orders in the U.S. shop with... assigned special pre-order,
right,
which they have every comeback, but this the description in this purchase on the literal webpage,
yes, where you're buying
where you're purchasing it, the signed thing, it said signed quote unquote, it said photo space card.
Yes,
I bought as much as I could and lo and behold, after purchasing it on Twitter or X, whatever the hell you want to call it, thanks to Elon Musk.
It's still always going to be Twitter for me.
Guess what? They were still advertising it. It makes sense. You know, they want people to purchase these signed albums.
Yeah.
But it said signed postcard.
Like, they changed it.
It's like
from the official site.
Like, it's so the official site was like, what, a false advertising?
Yes.
And then we found out later on that, yeah, it's just like their last comeback where they signed like a 4x6 like postcard.
Yeah, because like they actually had on the Twitter like the dimensions of it, so everyone like in the comments were of course enraged because they're like it said photo card
and it didn't say any size. No. It said the size of the album.
Yeah,
it didn't
even
say
else.
The size of like the signed material, like
it's like
on Twitter.
We have screenshots of everything because I don't know if they changed
the reason
it,
why we have screenshots is because I'm still Haley luckily enough somehow, you know, got her
I refunded
refund
mine.
Back. I'm still waiting on my refund and I'm ready to call my bank and cancel like the order and everything because it's just crazy how it's almost been a week now and then they only listen to like maybe because I honestly did went off on them.
He did, and all I went was like, can I please cancel this number, like this order number, and then they got back to me like the next
and
day.
She got a refund email like the next day. I haven't heard anything and I've sent 4 emails now.
I told him I just said
so
I think it was because you were angry.
This is what happens for future reference for everyone listening.
Never send angry emails.
Just no you can send it after.
Oh, after.
I'm gonna say after. just blatantly just, you know, put plain like, can I cancel my order, cancel
and
request,
and then go off on them when you get the refund.
When you get the official reply back saying they will refund you, then you fucking tear them up to shit.
But I feel like it's those people that are replying to the emails are not part of it. They probably don't even know what's going on,
listen,
to be honest.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. They should just listen, just read what the base of the email is.
Yeah,
give
and then just refund it.
Give the refund.
Exactly.
I don't get why I have to send 4 emails. So besides that, I've been enjoying Twice's remixes. Mm-hmm. They had like that cool remix album. A lot of this, actually, I think all of the songs are actually their English versions too that are remixed, and they sound great. Like the More and More one is so cool.
I wonder if they're gonna do some of these at the concert or like the encore.
I hope so. That'd be fucking cool. Fingers crossed. That would be really amazing. So, yeah. Let's see. I guess since that was some bad news on Twice part in the beginning, of course. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about more sad news, huh? Hey, we're on a roll. Let's keep doing the sad news. Heartbreaking clips were released of Stacy and Zero Base One, ZB1, from the Asian Artist Awards.
You
want to tell us the details? What happened?
So I don't know. Like, they had these behind the scenes cameras, and it was like all of the artists that attended this award show. But basically, they had like this huge like whiteboard, and then it had like the names of each group that attended. And so basically, each group would come up to the board, and like they would select 3 groups that they want to collaborate with or do like TikTok dance
challenges, right,
with for the year of 2024. And so, like, you know, obviously, a lot of people...
First off, why would they even do this and record it?
I feel like this has been done before.
But this is... why would they have a recording of this bullshit? Oh, my. It's just gonna... It's so sad.
I watched Stray Kids one, and I think they, like, picked themselves. And I don't remember, like, who else they picked and stuff. But I think they picked, like, 2 p.m. or something, like, obviously, within their group or whatever. But then the sad one was that Stacy got no votes.
Oh my, it breaks my heart.
Zero. And the I don't know if you watched the clips, but then it was really sad because like Yoon was all like trying to make it like positive and just like, oh well then I'll just vote for ourselves and like we hope that like other groups will want to like get to know us and like stuff like that. So she was like making it a positive and then ZB1 got 2 votes and then like I can't remember who it was. I think it was like Gunwook and he was like I don't remember what member it was, but then he was like, oh, well, then we'll just vote for ourselves kind of thing. But then what was really cute afterwards is like Stacy and ZB1 did a dance challenge together. It was Matthew and I think it was Seon.
Yes. Yeah.
And when I saw that, I was like, oh, my God, they're so cute. I was like so happy. So
warms
I was
our
like,
heart. Thank God.
I was like, oh. So they probably, you know, obviously they reached out
that
to each
so
other.
Sad, that was so sad, though.
Because obviously Stacy and ZB1 are very popular groups. So
oh,
like,
yeah. Let's not get that. Let's not get people thinking. Don't assume that these are nobodies. No, they're ZB1 and Stacy is
but
huge.
Then a lot of the fans were like upset and they were like, why would they even have this? Like where you
exactly.
have to vote like
what the fuck? What the fuck is the point? What was the point of this?
It's probably supposed to be something fun, but then it just didn't turn fun, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Because someone didn't think what would happen if groups
didn't
get chosen.
Vote, yeah.
Not vote, didn't get chosen.
Didn't get chosen.
Yeah, so that's kind of fucked up.
But yeah, it's okay. So they dance together.
You want more sad news, Haley? Let's keep going. This up on the sad train. Here we go. Kepler's contract is officially ending in 6 months. Mm. So we don't even know. Will the members renew for group activities? Mm-hmm. I mean, Wake One is actively pursuing an extension for Kepler contract, apparently. Because they want to continue extending the promotional period. But see, when I read promotional period, I was like, what? You're just going to keep promoting them forever and not like make it like
unofficial.
You don't think of them as an official group? Mm-hmm. Like, what is going on? And it's really crazy because Yeso and Mashiro are already going to have individual activities after Kepler's contract. Mm-hmm. And I think they're going back to 143 Entertainment. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what the fuck is going to happen? What is going to happen?
It sucks. Like, with these kind of groups, like, because ZB1 is obviously another one. It's
yeah,
hard.
Exactly. Especially because ZB1, under Wake One and Mnet. Yeah, it's the exact same.
And honestly, it's like,
thing.
They're such a good group together already. It's like, it sucks that they have to split up. So
it's just like with like what happened with
Eyes One.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, someone commented. This is for you, the commenter who rated us. Thank you. Rated us. We've been saying Kim Sejong.
Yes.
We kept saying Eyes One, but it's actually IOI from Produce 101.
Right. I don't know why, because we knew that, but I don't know why we kept saying
it. Didn't process, just because maybe I just got Le Sserafim in the head.
I
but there you
so.
Go. That one was for you. Yes, you're correct. It's IOI.
Yes.
So... And right, Produce 101. Produce 48 was the one that made like Eyes One and all that stuff. So there you go. But in the end, like this contract, shoot, that's like, what's going to happen to everyone? Is Bai going to join TXT?
What? Like,
to be part with her brother? so I don't even know. It'll be interesting to watch and see if like another group, you know, maybe another... A super group ish kind of thing.
Yeah, like I mean, they're all gonna go like IVE and then Le Sserafim. Maybe they'll be like
might be
solo
like
artists.
That.
I don't know.
We'll see. So that's what's going on there. Is it still sad news, or are we about to pick ourselves up?
There's a little bit of like annoying news.
I guess. So let the sad train continue. Let's keep going.
So Rise, Wonbin, he goes viral. Not for something like not good, because
Wonbin's the guy you like too.
Wonbin,
he's your bias, right?
Wonbin is my bias. I love him, and it's nothing like
it's just straight up already.
I do love him. I'm obsessed with him, But he goes viral for his disgusted looks at Saseng fans at the airport. Because, you know, usually, like, when the fans... Oh, not the fans. When the idols walk through the airport, they're always, like, smiling. And, like, even though they're being pushed, like, and trampled on, like, they always try and stay, you know...
Like, you gotta look good for the image,
exactly.
Right? You're in the public eye.
Hyunbin just did not give it to them.
What kind of disgusting... Is it like... I'm like, imagining the Hyunjin disgusted
face.
Oh,
yes.
Is it like
was
that?
Yes, exactly. Like, like what the fuck is going on? Like, what the hell is wrong with you kind of looks? Like, because
perfect.
They were all pushing
they
and
deserve
stuff.
That shit. They deserve that face.
Because, like, it's honestly, like, would you want your idol to look at you like that? And honestly, these people are crazy, so they probably don't freaking care. They probably, like, any attention is
of
good
course,
attention for
of course
them.
They're crazy.
But yeah, so he's gone viral for, like, his, he can't control his facial expressions.
That's funny. Perfect.
Basically.
It's like Hyunjin. This is probably why you like him, too.
I mean, yeah, but Hyunjin
doesn't... He reminds
me
a little bit of Hyunjin. I know Hyunjin can control his, like...
Yeah, he can.
Obviously, he's, like, the facial expression king.
Exactly.
Like,
but then,
to
like...
To be honest.
No, but Hyunbin does... He does remind me of Hyunjin just because of, like, his hairstyle and then his lips, I guess.
Oh, okay.
And he's very, like...
I like how you got very soft when you said that.
And very pretty looking. But, so also... This is not sad news, but Rise will have a web comic with Kakao Talk, and it's called
Ooh.
Rise and Realize. And then they have it
so
on...
So it's like a manhwa comic
it
kind
is.
Of thing, right? Cool.
It's kind of like what BTS did.
And in
Hypen
too, right?
And
they
in
Hypen. Yeah, yeah.
And TXT.
TXT also, yeah.
Yeah, so it's really cool. Like, the art is really cute, and it looks like the members.
Hands
like,
off to SM. SM's mm-hmm. doing good. I mean, I feel like they're still trying to, like, keep up with the times. Just like Hybe is doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
It's,
I mean, they're
like,
really
you just
doing...
look at YG, and it's like, shake. You shake
oh, exactly.
your head.
Exactly. Well, shake my head at them.
Like, what the fuck happened to Treasure? What is going on?
I don't even know. Like, sometimes I forget that they're even under YG. Because, like I don't
what the
see
fuck?
Any
why,
promotions.
Why, I still don't understand why they didn't promote Baby Monster after
oh,
you debuted
too.
Them.
Like, why are you gonna put them on music
why don't you put
shows?
Them on the music? I don't get it.
So dumb. But anyway, so also Rise was on Lee Hyori's red carpet show, and this clip, I'm obsessed with it because they sang Shiny's Replay, and that is like one
that's,
of my favorite songs.
That's like one of their best songs. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because it's like a full circle
song.
Because it's SM.
Yes.
And this is SM's new group doing...
The babies,
like SM's,
basically.
You know, biggest guy group
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. I mean, you could argue Super Junior technically too, right?
Right.
But SHINee is like the Gen 2.
SHINee's still like, very, very like...
And they're relevant.
Relevant still. Like, Super Junior, like they come and go, but SHINee's like constantly...
But Q Hyun is forever in Singles Inferno.
He's just like... engraved in Singles Inferno now for us. But yeah, so they did Replay by SHINee, and honestly, because like Hyunbin's vocals, not being biased or
oh,
anything,
don't
I'm
even say
not
it.
Being biased.
Are you gonna say Taemin?
No, but his
oh.
vocals just really
oh,
like,
I thought you were gonna say it sounds like one of them.
No, it's just really like you could hear it, and I had never like I
oh.
oh shut up.
I've heard
I mean,
all the vocals
ears,
of every artist we've listened
no,
to.
No, that's not what
I've
I meant.
I've definitely heard,
but, like,
I hear the voice.
No, like,
and the
it
vocals.
Really was like, I don't know, because when I listen to them as a group, I can't really hear him as much. But then, like, for some reason during this, like, live segment, I was like, what the heck? His vocals are really, really good.
Okay.
How do you put that into words?
I can't put it into mm-hmm. words, but I can actually... understand what you're saying
mm-hmm.
because I feel like the same effect happened to me when with NewJeans.
Yes.
Because especially when, you know, debuted and everything, it kind of like all their vocal range mm-hmm. is really good.
It's like obviously you know that they're good singers,
but
then it's like
when they perform and did like a lot of the live mm-hmm. the live sessions
mm-hmm.
and including when they were on IU's show
yes.
Palette and they sang individually.
Right.
It's like oh,
you can
oh,
really hear
you're like,
their
oh.
vocals like shine more.
It's like
know.
Hain singing, oh
right.
shit, that's Hani. Oh shit, Hani sounds, oh shit, Hyrin.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, Danielle, oh shit, Minji. So I get it. I kind of get it.
I was impressed. I was like, what? Like, I knew he was a good singer, but then I was like, damn, this is really, really good.
I get it. So I understand. Even though I just wanted to tease you, make fun of you.
Ah,
first.
Yeah, okay. Moving on.
We have some more news since we're in the SM world. I guess it's kind of sad. It's fun and sad. Every news we have today has some element of sadness for some reason. aespa is releasing their first documentary film.
Oh, that's cool.
aespa, My First Page. Very clever with the My, of course. You could use it with anything.
I still
don't
know why they're called
They
My.
Explained it to us.
It?
My.
Because they're my.
I. You're mine,
basically. You're my eye.
My eye. Okay, there you go. It's coming out in February. The film follows their journey of aespa, you know, their debut. You know, we've watched these film documentaries, docu-series. Not a docu-series. It's actually a film documentary. Right. We watched the Blackpink. We watched the 17 one.
Yes.
We watched BTS, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And aespa's having their own. The only thing is, guess what, Haley? We can't watch this.
Why?
It's in Korea only.
What? So I'm sure someone will upload
there's
it.
There's the fucking sad news. But, I mean, it's different. Remember when we went into the movie theater to watch all these other ones? Like,
why would they do that, though? I feel like aespa has been coming to the U.S. a lot.
And
why wouldn't they make it
You
global?
Really made these films just let it play in the theaters. Like,
yeah, for
globally.
At least one day.
Yeah, just the one night, one day thing. Like, which is what they did with 17.
Yeah.
So it's like, why not? Just do the same
That's
shit.
That's stupid.
It is stupid.
Because we have Korean movie theaters here too.
Plus, we could use Screen X. We watch Blackpink in Screen X. Yeah. We watch BTS in Screen X. Oh, yes, Screen X is freaking cool. It's like instead of having the monitor or like the screen in front of you, you have three screens. You have the left and the right wall are also part of the screen. So it's like this crazy,
you're like
3D
encapsulated.
Yeah,
in them.
It's like you're in the world of the film. So it sucks that they're not having it, but.
Boo.
It's only in Korea, very, very unfortunately. So that's the sad news part of that situation. Yeah, it sucks because there's going to be a lot of, like, you know, their performance stages too,
right,
which they'll have really cool ones, especially because it's like VR shit. You know, like aespa is, you know, they have their VR AI member kind of thing, right?
Yeah.
So sad.
I hope one day they'll do like a virtual, not virtual, maybe virtual reality one of Stray Kids.
Okay,
they haven't had a movie yet.
You're correct.
They haven't.
But guess what? They never had a Twice one yet.
That's true. JYP.
JYP. Yeah. I thought you guys were supposed to be ahead of the game.
Yeah.
Before we get into Stray Kids and BTS, which you should all be familiar with now, this is where you take a water break, take that bathroom break. This is also where we plug in our advertisement right here, hopefully. Yep. Okay, so there you go. And Haley, where can they find us?
On Instagram and TikTok at Permission to Stand Podcast.
What can they find there? Any other info and stuff that you want to
On TikTok,
sprinkle?
We have all our concert videos in more so like HD compared to Instagram. And Instagram, you can send us a DM, send us funny reels.
We like reposting reels a lot.
Stuff.
It's always fun because a lot of our followers do enjoy and interact watching them. And also, wherever you're tuning into us right now, whatever podcasting platform you're streaming us, don't forget to give us a like, a rating, subscribe, hit that notification bell. It definitely helps. And after that, I guess we could continue on. Haley, BTS.
Yeah, so we did mention it earlier that IU is going to be collabing with BTS's V for her song Love Wins.
Yeah, so Tay is going to be there.
Mm-hmm. So V is starring in the single. And then we already mentioned that it's releasing.
Like he's actually starring in the music video of the single, right?
He's,
yeah, so Tay's there.
He's her co.
You're right. We've seen some stuff, right?
Yes. So they've released
Her co-pilot?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Then never mind.
What was I supposed to say?
I don't know. Like co-star or
co-star,
something.
Co-star. That was the one that I was looking for.
No, they're piloting something. Okay.
Yeah, they are. So they released a poster.
Oh, I love Lawas.
For Love Wins. And then we notice in the poster that, like, IU is holding a camcorder and, like, sitting across from V at a table. And then I guess she had mentioned that the concept of the music video is said to be them getting into a car accident, but only she survives.
Oh, that's we already know that there's going to be tears shed when people watch this already.
She can see Tay's ghost, but only through the camcorder. Doesn't it remind you of one of those games? Like
that sounds like
games?
A horror game. Are you kidding me, IU? What the fuck are you thinking?
So that's why you see her always holding the camcorder in like the clips and stuff, because this is the only way she can see Tay.
Oh, I did not know that. This is music video is a horror game.
No,
got
it's
it.
Not. It's supposed to be romantic. My God.
A rom-com horror genre.
Not horror, romantic. So, yeah, that was it. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to like hear the song, obviously, and then see the whole music video.
I mean, like, IU enjoyed having Tay as her guest, too.
Yeah, she did. Like, they had a lot of fun.
They had a lot
together.
Of fun when they were talking. So if you haven't checked that out, too, IU has a lot of awesome, like, stuff on her show.
IU's palette.
Mm-hmm. I recommended it to one of our friends. He watched it already. The 17 episode was really cool because my favorite IU song, goodness. Blooming, is there. She's talked, obviously, to Shiny. We talked about Shiny. Yes. There's New Jeans. So, man, it's just a great lineup. And it's, like, cool to see like an artist interact and talk with another artist. It's almost like
Switch
It Up. Yeah,
and a lot of them look up to her too.
Exactly, because she's like the queen of K-pop.
Was it from 17 that had a crush on her?
Oh shit,
DK.
Like that was so cute. He was like looking up to her and like had a crush. Yeah, it was pretty awesome. Like that episode is really cool.
Mm-hmm. Also, pictures of Tae and Namjoon were released. While they were in the army.
Yeah, in their military garb. So they all look good. They look
obviously
they look good already, but it's just cool seeing them in like professional like military.
Right.
Like super formal kind of like military wear.
Mm-hmm.
They all look like they're actually not crazy and very responsible young men.
I mean, there was this clip. This clip, I think it was when Namjoon was receiving his award, which you'll talk about after. But then I think Tae was like touching Namjoon and Namjoon like swatted him away.
Oh my God. Did he really? I didn't even see that. I take back everything I just said.
Tae is still being Tae.
I take back everything I just said. Just rewind back and start here.
Go ahead.
I mean, both of them were, I guess, doing really well. Mm-hmm. They're obviously every K-pop idol is super conditioned.
Right.
Let's get that straight.
They're disciplined already.
Not even like I'm talking about conditioning health wise.
Oh, right.
Like cardiac kind of stuff. Cardiac conditioning.
Because of all their dance.
Oh my God.
Stamina.
The stamina. There you go. That's what I'm trying to say. So they were like, I think RM and Tae, they were both selected as elite trainees for their regiment. So that, I mean, that says a lot already.
Right.
I mean, even RM had that speech, which he said Tae also kind of showed himself a little bit. Also, did you know Jimin shared a letter to ARMY?
I didn't.
So, I mean, fans were obviously like all ARMY were very excited to hear from Jimin, who is in the ARMY right now, right?
Of course, with Jungkook.
Jungkook, yeah, his partner in crime for this pair. Yeah, so he even wrote a letter. Do you want to read the letter? This will be the first time you're reading it, right?
Yeah, it is, because I don't know how you even have this and I didn't even see it. My Weverse notifications are off. That's why, I think.
I mean, so yeah, he's just giving an update about Jungkook and also himself.
So he said, "To ARMY, are you doing well and in good health? Tomorrow is the day I graduate from basic training camp. A little over a month has passed." Wow, it's been a month already?
Yeah, that's wild, right?
What the fuck? "And there are times when it feels like a long time. With Jungkook,
yes. Jungkook by my side."
I'm so sorry.
Are
with
you?
Jungkook by my side.
Are you going to be able to read the rest of this?
"With Jungkook by my side, though, there are times it seems to go by quickly. It hasn't been long, but I already miss you so much. I'm spending time talking with the members on the payphone. Jungkook is also working hard in the military. He's doing well in training, and the kids say, as expected from Jungkook Hyung."
It's crazy
because all these
military like guys that are there are way younger than
them.
So Jungkook is actually the Hyung
for once. Oh my goodness. "We stick together and it gives me a lot of support and strength. I'll be going to my home base soon and I'll adapt well and do well. ARMY, please be careful not to catch a cold. Don't get sick. Eat well and think only good thoughts. Anyway, I'll write to you when I get home. I love you, Jimin."
That sounds like a letter written by Jimin.
Honestly, 100%. Yeah. He's such an angel,
honestly. So there you go. I think that's pretty much it with all the BTS updates and all the news for that, right?
Right, yeah. It's very limited now, obviously, because they're all in the military. But so Stray Kids. So JYP Fans has finally launched. It dropped on January 13th.
I downloaded the app.
Yes.
But I did not open it at all. I just didn't tap it. I just have it downloaded, to
well,
be honest.
Not all the artists are up right now. I think it's NMIX, Stray Kids, Day 6, JYP.
Oh shit, here we go. JYP,
and then continuing on, like, the others will be like released too. I think Twice is one of the last ones, actually. I don't think they're open yet. The community is free, so like the community basically is like fans can just upload comments, photos, and then like sometimes the artist themselves will reply and like the comments and stuff like that. So it's very similar to Weverse app, right?
Yeah, it does sound like it. For the most part, I think, because except... Oh, actually, no, it's free.
Yeah, Weverse is, right? Yeah, well, they do have, like, if you have the membership for some of the groups, like for BTS, they do have like members only, like, and they drop like photos sometimes, right, and like some videos that are only, but you know that shit is always going to be uploaded on Instagram.
Just look on TikTok or Instagram, you'll find it. But you're like, right, it's like pictures and stuff, or like special like video vlogs, but so they get leaked.
Yeah, so JYP Fans also has this as well. Because like if you have the membership for Stray Kids, which actually their fourth membership did just drop, so if you want to join that, it's only open until January 28th, and after that it's closed. Like, that's can't get their membership anymore.
Oh, I mean, they're very exclusive
for JYP, like, which makes sense.
Yeah, because I mean, Twice was like that too, and you're right, Stray Kids has been, it's always been like
more
that.
Exclusive that way, honestly. And but the stupidest thing that annoys me is that JYP does not utilize that for their fucking international fans.
I don't know why they don't.
We don't get any pre-sale codes or like any perks for the concert tickets.
Whereas
if you're in Korea, you do. You get like pre-sale. You get like first dibs.
Even Japan.
Yeah,
like what the
Japan
fuck?
Actually gets more love like than Korea sometimes with those perks. And it sucks because like we're paying for this membership. How come you won't just like open a pre-sale for international fans? Because like their membership is closed, so scalpers won't be able to get it as easily as, like, say, the BTS membership, which is, like, all year round. Like, you can buy it for $20 so easily.
Yeah, that's how people, scalpers just buy it because they know they could get in easily anytime they want when the concert comes out.
Twice and Stray Kids, like, once it's closed, it's done. And it's a more expensive membership because you have to buy the actual kit, like you can't select it without it because they'll always send you like the merch box as well as like the card. So it's like $70. Like, do you think, and then once it's a closed membership.
And that doesn't include shipping.
And yeah, exactly. Oh, no, this is including shipping.
Oh, it is?
Well, the shipping is more expensive than the kit itself. This kit is like $20 and then the shipping
$30 yeah, something.
Exactly. But then
the kit is cool.
Like, it is. Like, I love it. And it's like I posted the Twice one, and
it's really
so cute.
Cool. It comes with a lot. It's almost like a season's greetings, but like a special membership one.
And you get this like cool membership card, and like the concepts are really cute. They put a lot into it, but the thing is, like, I'm still really upset. Like, please, JYP, just please give us pre-sale codes for like members only, so we get.
I don't get why not. Why
Blackpink even had that?
Yeah, that's why. Shout out to YG. YG did a great job with that because they even gave early bird.
That's why. For like, people that had the membership a year before.
If I didn't have the early bird Blink membership, right, we would not have talked to Blackpink.
Exactly. Like, but then it makes sense because then, like, obviously, for instance, if Stray Kids drops, well, they are going to have a tour this year, and then they drop it in, say, like, July. Like, those scalpers can't buy the membership anymore because it's closed. So I was like, why can't you just give it to international fans? I'm
what
putting it out there in the universe, so hopefully it fucking happens because it's just
I hope so too. Shit. There you go, damn.
Rant. I'm so upset about that. Anyway. But basically, yeah, the community is free, which I also don't agree with, to be honest, because there's already been people posting really bad shit on there that Stray Kids see.
That's why they need to just have it like
for paid membership only.
That's what happened with
NewJeans,
exactly. Right, we just talked about that a couple episodes ago,
and it's already happening with the Stray Kids fan community. And it's just like people are complaining, they're like, why don't you just like close, because our community for the bubble for Stray Kids, if you had the membership, you had access to it. But anyone that didn't have the membership, it wasn't free. So you couldn't get into it, which I think they should do again to prevent all these like fucking people who are like antis and dropping shit in there.
Of course, of course.
Oh my God. Okay.
It's annoying.
It's a mess right now. Because
Haley, just rage, Haley.
Every time I open it, I'm just seeing like all this like unnecessary stuff. I'm like, dude, Stray Kids sees that shit too. So like, I hope they eventually close it to members only. And I've seen like Stray Kids actually doing posts where members can only comment on it, so like if you don't have the paid membership, you can't see what they're posting. So hopefully they keep doing that, so like,
yeah, so there you go, you're missing out.
Exactly. So Hyunjin actually did confirm that his piercing is real. I mean, we kind of had a feeling, but we needed confirmation from him, and he did confirm it on a fan call, and he said that it didn't hurt as much as he thought it would when he got it done. Chan is being Delulu on Bubble again.
I mean, is this
what's new?
This is not a surprise to any stays at this point.
I love it though, because like it's so entertaining.
Delulu himself. That's pretty much it.
But basically, you know how like they have those artist-made merch where like they design the merch and then sell it
for
the fans.
So especially JY. Yeah, actually, no, yeah, a lot of groups.
Did it,
yeah,
right?
Twice. Even BTS did it like at the end.
So he wants to make a wedding ring for his next artist
this
merch.
Fucking guy. Are you serious?
Yes. I don't know if he's actually going to, but he was saying that.
Oh, he's going to.
Bubble.
And it sounds like he'll. He's going to make a ring.
But he was like, he's like, I'm not going to wear it though because I don't like wearing rings. Sorry. But actually, he spelt it S-O-Z. Soz.
Is that an Aussie thing?
Is it though? Oh, maybe it is.
I've never heard of Soz.
Oh, really? I guess it's Aussie. Because I thought it was just a shorthand way of saying sorry.
That's the first time I've heard of a shorthand version.
Oh, I guess it's Aussie
version.
Then.
I didn't know sorry. Like, Soz. That's the first time I've ever heard Soz as a shorthand.
Because I used to write that when I was like a fucking teenager.
Oh, okay, 100%.
Okay. So nope. Sorry is shorthand and Aussie is S-O-Z, I guess. So he did that. He's like, Soz, I'm not going to wear it. So he also shared a photo on Bubble of a dango pudding that he bought while in Japan. And then, of course, like the Stray Kids effect, that shit was sold out like the day that he posted
that, that store, right?
It's a little mini store, like, you know, the ones that make their own
it's
stuff.
Like these big K-pop groups, like the big ones, yeah, they have that crazy effect.
So like at the store, they put out like a little sign saying, sorry, we don't have any more. Like, it'll take some time to make. Please be patient.
So there's a streak. I mean, there was the BTS effect. Mm. It's happened with 17. It's
of
just
course.
Blackpink, obviously, too.
Because the fans want to eat and try the same food that their idol is eating, basically.
Of course.
So also, oh my God, do I have a screenshot? I said to refer to a screenshot for this.
Oh,
I don't even remember. Oh, okay. So on Bubble Community, Bang Chan has also gone crazy. So a fan asked, Chan, if I become Dango Pudding, will you reply to me?
Oh shit, I saw this.
Bang Chan replies, God. Replying won't be the only thing. Ha ha ha. If you have a dirty mind.
Yeah, this son of a bitch.
Which I'm sure is what he freaking is implying.
Of course he's implying
what
that, this
hell?
Son of a bitch.
Chan, and someone dropped like a Genshin pickup line. Chan, are you a primo gem? Because I need you to make my wishes come true. And he said, I want you, though, because you shine brighter than a primo gem. I hate him. But I actually love him. It's so entertaining, honestly. And then, like, he leaves all this stuff, and then he just disappears for, like, a week. Like, he won't post anything.
He just feeds you and feeds himself and then comes back to replenish for more energy in Delulu.
Oh, also on fans. So, like, someone used that Mr. Bean meme where
yes.
he's, like, waiting in the field.
My
like
favorite.
When he's looking at the watch
yes,
and stuff like
course.
That. Because they're, like, waiting for Chan on Community because, like, he hadn't posted in fans yet, and every other member had. And then Bang Chan saw it, and he replied, "Oh, I love Mr. Bean. Yes. Because we love Mr. Bean too."
Damn it, it should have been me. I use that GIF all the time.
Oh, so do I.
Why didn't you put that?
I don't know. Oh. I never like posting in those things. I don't know.
Will you do it now? Knowing that you might get a reply?
You should just freaking, because it's free. You can do that Pokemon one with the guy with all his phones. With the Pokemon Go, get on this level, Chan, with like all the Pokemon Go, like the phones. Do you
yes,
remember?
I yes. know what you're okay. talking about.
Anyway.
Looking at, talking to me like I'm a boomer or something.
So I mentioned that 4th Generation Stay fan club sign up is open, and it's through Yes24, so you have to make an account on Yes24. It's the same as last time.
Same as, yeah, last time. Same as Twice. Twice does the same thing.
Well, yeah.
For the once memberships.
Because I think this is new, because I think before it was through VLive, which that doesn't exist anymore, so they moved to Yes24. Sometimes it's confusing when you're signing up for it, because it's not very, like, accustomed to
it's not globally user friendly.
I mean, they definitely do have an English version of it, but not, it's still kind of confusing.
It is. I don't know why. You would think that it would be the same kind of shit, but it's kind of confusing. So just pay attention and just, you know, be careful.
If anyone needs help signing up for the Stay one, you can message me and then I'll be able to explain it to you, because like...
All right, Haley, put it out there.
I did. I mean, because I was... me and my friend, Charissa, were like trying to work, because we signed up for it last year, and I remember having problems with it last year too. And then like, I was like, it's been a year, so I don't remember how to do it. But
yeah,
because
every time
you
resign, you redo
yeah.
it, it's like doing it for the first time.
Exactly, because it's
every
been
time.
A year. And then...
Boop, 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 boop. Oh, so, okay.
Speed reacts to Bang Chan.
Oh, not just any Speed. We're talking about the man himself. The
meme. The Speed of memes.
Well, yeah, Haley only knows him from his memes.
Yes, I do.
But he does like a lot of TikTok videos. Mm-hmm. You know, he's just he's huge. You wanted to say don't you have his actual thing?
Oh, shit. I am Speed or something?
It's not I am Speed. It's I show Speed. It's,
oh my god! Of
it's
course.
This like it's this really like over the top, pretty funny black dude. He's really like into. I see him a lot because I obviously watch and follow a lot of different sports stuff. Yeah. So he has a lot of reactions when he meets like all his sports heroes and
honestly,
all this
crazy I was
stuff.
Like, who is this guy? And then Joker was like, oh, do you remember this meme? And like he said the meme, I was like, oh yeah, I know who it
the
is.
The meme is like, when is it gonna get good? And he's like going through stuff. Then it's like, bow, bow, bow. Like when he gets the right one, that's him.
Yes. So I was like, okay, yes, I do know him. So basically, Bang Chan is like Joker, and he watches Speed, and he finds him very like entertaining and stuff. So on one of Chani's room, because it doesn't exist anymore, Speed actually saw it recently and he reacted to it, and he's put a video up of him doing a video message to Bang Chan. But what was really really funny is when he was watching the video of Bang Chan,
God.
I don't know who he was talking to, if it was like the
on
the stream.
Yeah, the stream. Yeah
so
it's
he's
just,
like
it's all it's just chat basically.
Oh, so on
it's
his stream
chat.
He was like, is this BTS?
Oh my god, I was like,
I don't think anyone corrected him. He was like, this is BTS.
Well,
and
no, they probably
did, but he didn't read it or whatever.
Yeah. He's just too caught in the moment.
But he was like super excited. He's like, oh my god. And he's like, it's BTS. And he's like, he leaves a video message for Bang Chan. He's saying, yo, brother, Bang Chan, BTS.
Literally dropped into Bang Chan's DMs and sent him a
BTS.
Video saying BTS.
It was
Bang
so
Chan.
Funny.
I was like, oh my god.
I think you posted it on our story.
I don't remember if I did.
I will repost it again.
I was like, what?
I was dying because he was so serious.
You know how IG is? Like, because the reel itself is kind of long ish.
Yeah,
like, it's like
it
about a minute
off.
Or something. It cuts off if we repost it on our story.
Yeah, I have to click
so just
it.
Open up the reel. Like, tap the reel, tap the actual like link to the whoever posted
yeah.
it, and there you go.
It was so funny because he's like, yo, brother, Bang Chan, BTS.
I literally just put iShowSpeed on Google.
Yeah.
The first thing that pops up on TMZ is iShowSpeed mistakenly calls Stray Kids Bang Chan BTS.
I love it. It's so funny.
That's on the official TMZ thing.
Oh my
God.
Goodness. So Bang Chan will definitely see it. I'm sure he'll get a laugh out of it.
All the members will probably be laughing.
Yeah. So Stray Kids Talker was released. It's not subbed yet, which I still don't understand why, because it's like a 30-minute video and they sub everything else, but this Stray Kids Talker, and it's been filmed for a while, they never sub it. I don't understand. So in in a couple of days it'll be subbed, but basically it's the NBC end of the year music festival content. And Joko actually wants to watch this one with me because it's going to have Hyunjin and Yeji.
I do want to see this.
Behind the scenes when they were working together for their play with Fire Stage.
The Hwang twins. The JYP Hwang twins.
The Hwang siblings. Because, like, obviously they look alike and they have the same last name.
And they're the same, somehow, magically, the same company. Yeah.
So basically Yeji was, like, praising Hyunjin and saying, like, thank you for working so hard. And then, like, Hyunjin actually arranged and did the choreo for their stage, which is, like, impressive because he actually did three different stages that day. He did the dance racha, he did the Stray Kids stage, and he did the one from with
all
Yuki.
In the day's normal all work for Hyunjin, the dance machine.
Oh my goodness, honestly, hats off to him. But basically, we'll wait for that to come out. I think this week. That's it.
That's it.
I'm done.
Okay, yay, I get to edit this. Hooray. So, yes, thank you, everyone, for joining us. Please don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. If you're still enjoying this, we very much appreciate it for sticking through all the way through all of our... There was a lot to talk about today. A lot of K-pop info to process and take in. So, thank you for doing that with us because I am still processing in my head what the hell just happened in this past hour. Mm-hmm. Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do there?
On Instagram and TikTok at @permissionistanpodcast. Send us DMs and funny reels on Instagram, and then check out all our videos on TikTok, which we'll probably soon have more concert videos in March.
I have to drop a lot of my videos because I have to make space for this year.
It's so hard for me to delete all my Stray Kids. Like every time
it's hard.
Okay, I'm going to delete them because I don't even, like, go through all of them. And then I go through it and I'm like, oh, I don't want to delete this.
But why don't
you
just, and we have to make the clips right there and then post it. That's how you do it, too. That's what you need to do, what I need to do.
This will be, like, days and days and days of editing.
Well, good thing you're off tomorrow. Perfect. Thank you, Haley. Good job. Nope. You sleep late, so you're fine tonight. And then you could do more tomorrow. So thank you very much, everyone, for joining us. As always, till the next episode, everyone, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.